Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Sex, drugs, and mineral rights. As the U.S. Congress debates an historic expansion in offshore drilling, federal investigators say a dozen senior government officials responsible for collecting corporate royalties from drilling and mining on public property were involved in widespread corruption, including kickbacks from companies and, yes, sex and drugs. Jeff Young, Living on Earth's Washington correspondent, has been tracking both the oil drilling debate and the oil money scandal. And Jeff, the Inspector General's report makes the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service sound like a frat party gone wild.
You know, Bruce, I think a lot of people suspected that government was, you know, in bed with oil companies, but that was a metaphor, right? Well, according to this Inspector General report, some government employees had sexual relationships with oil company employees. Others took gifts and cut sweetheart deals. Now, this is the office in Interior Department that oversees leases, collects royalties when companies drill on public land or waters. They take in about $10 billion a year. But this report is just the latest controversy for them. The agency has failed to collect billions, that's with a B, in royalties over the years. We'll hear a lot more about it when the Inspector General testifies before Congress on Thursday.
Which, Jeff, ironically, is just about the same time that Congress could vote on this new proposal to expand offshore drilling, right?
That's right. Energy, especially the price of gas, it's the issue in Congress right now. And it's starting to look like the moratorium that has kept new oil rigs off most of the U.S. coastline for nearly 30 years could be near an end.
You look real good.
House Republicans started the new session of Congress with a gathering on the Capitol steps to celebrate their success in pushing a pro-drilling message.
We want a vote on the all-of-the-above American energy plan.
That's Republican House Leader John Boehner. His proposal includes some support for renewable energy, like extended tax credits for solar and wind, and tax breaks for energy-efficient cars. But the bulk of the Republican plan favors fossil fuels, government support for oil from Western shale, and turning coal to liquid fuels. And the Republican centerpiece is a dramatic expansion of oil and gas drilling.
Yes, we ought to have more American-made oil and gas. Thank you.
It didn't take long to get a response from environmentalists. Activists nearby nearly drowned out the Republican speakers.
Clean energy now! Clean energy now!
It was the first skirmish in what's become an all-out election season battle over what energy path the nation should take. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi emerged from a contentious two-hour meeting with her fellow Democrats.
I come from that caucus very energized by what our members had to say, pun intended.
Some Democrats urged her to keep the 27-year-old moratorium on offshore drilling intact. Others feared the outrage over gas prices will hurt their reelection chances. Pelosi's solution was a major reversal of her opposition to offshore drilling. She now proposes allowing rigs 50 miles from a state's coast if that state approves. That would essentially end the moratorium. But Pelosi pairs that with measures that could shift the country toward cleaner energy. Her energy package would end some $7 billion worth of oil industry tax breaks and force companies to pay outstanding royalties. That money would go instead to extending tax credits for renewable energy. And it calls for 15% of the nation's electricity to come from sources like wind, solar, and geothermal.
Want to drill in the Outer Continental Shelf? We want our royalties. No more subsidies for you. We want those subsidies and those royalties for renewable energy resources for a better future, energy future for our country. And it will come down to this. It will come down to this when it comes to energy. Whose side are you on? The side of the American consumer and the taxpayer or big oil?
Environmentalists were disappointed, but some, like Sierra Club director Carl Pope, tried a positive spin.
Well, I think we all got caught a little flat-footed and were a little slow, but I think what Speaker Pelosi has done is to call the bluff and to say, okay, you want all the above? You can vote on all the above.
Republican House Leader Boehner says Pelosi's offer is not enough. He'd like to open all coastlines and offer states a larger share of revenue as an enticement to allow drilling.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to pull a hoax on the American people. Something that looks like an energy plan but does nothing about more oil and gas and more American-made energy.
Ordinarily, this is the point when the parties would seek compromise. But there's nothing ordinary about this election season session of Congress, and compromise seems unlikely. Republicans are loath to give up on a winning issue. Democrats don't want to bargain now because they expect to pick up more seats in the election. But there is a deadline of sorts looming. The moratorium on offshore drilling will expire at the end of the month, unless it is renewed on a spending agreement. The same spending agreement that's needed to keep government functioning. Anna Aurelio of the conservation group Environment America says Republicans could block a renewal of the moratorium if they're willing to shut down government services.
And in the end, I think it's going to come down to a game of chicken. Is, you know, President Bush and other allies of big oil going to threaten to shut down the government over big oil's drilling agenda? That's the big question.
Republican leaders aren't talking openly about that yet, but they clearly feel their offshore drilling argument is gaining ground. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Just ahead, Congress considers a ticket to ride on Amtrak. Stay aboard. Living on Earth.